5.37.
The first tip may seem obvious, but it's vital. Get to the place where the oral exam is going to be held in plenty of time. You need to relax before the exam, and if you're late, you'll be stressed, and that will make it much more difficult. Try to get there at least half an hour before your time. Then, when you go into the exam, make eye contact with the examiner or examiners and smile. Examiners are human too. Treat them in a polite but friendly way. Body language is important too. Sit up straight, and if you're doing the exam with another candidate, try to look interested in what he or she is saying. Another important tip, if you're doing the interview in pairs, and many of the oral exams nowadays are in pairs, is to make sure you give your partner the opportunity to speak too. Ask for your partner's opinion after you've given your own, and try to integrate him or her into the conversation as much as possible. Finally, two tips for when it's your turn to speak. Firstly, if you can't think of the word for what you want to say, don't freeze and say nothing. Paraphrase. Use other words to communicate what you want to say. Say, "I'm sorry, I can't remember the word, but it's..." Don't forget that this happens to people all the time, even if they're speaking their own language. And my last tip is don't use prepared speeches. Rehearse speeches. Examiners can spot them straight away, and they give a very bad impression. It's fine to prepare and to memorise words and phrases that you might need, for example, to describe what you do, but don't try to memorise whole speeches. Try to remember the tips, and good luck. I'm sure you'll do well.